Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill to repeal a ban on most abortions. Hobbs noted that what she called the draconian law was first approved in 1864.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The Arizona Supreme Court upheld the Civil War era law in April. The majority court opinion suggested doctors could be prosecuted and sentenced up to 5 years in prison if convicted of violating its provisions. Repeal of the law, though, won't go into effect until 90 days after the legislative session ends in June or July. It's unclear if the law will be enforced in the meantime. Planned Parenthood this week filed a motion requesting that the Arizona Supreme Court not issue a final order allowing the 1864 ban to take effect. The Democratic Attorney General separately asked the court to delay its final order for 90 days so she can decide whether to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Arizona court said it will give abortion opponents until next Tuesday to respond. Anti-abortion groups want the 1864 near total ban to take effect as soon as possible, even if it will be repealed weeks later. For the moment, the state's 15-week abortion ban remains the prevailing law. Abortion rights advocates are gathering signatures on a ballot measure to enshrine abortion rights in the Arizona Constitution. Democratic State Senator Ana Hernandez said, without constitutional protection, Republicans could again try to impose stricter abortion rules.
Repealing this ban today does not mean we are safe tomorrow. Tomorrow we could see the majority party bring forward a motion that would cut the 15-week ban down to 9 weeks or even 6 weeks. Arizonans cannot trust this body to follow the will of the majority of Arizona voters.
Republican and anti-abortion groups are expected to put a dueling measure on the November ballot. The vote to repeal the 1864 ban succeeded when two Arizona State Republican senators voted with the Democrats. The issue is expected to drive voter turnout in the fall. President Biden won a narrow victory in Arizona over Donald Trump in 2020. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.